Yud Beis Tishrei, Monday the 6th of October, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, eating in the sukkah first night.
Birshus kol hakol hakodesh hazeh, topical subject. We know that there's a mitzvah, it's a Loshna Rambam, and it's the Loshna Shulchan Aruch, also quoted in its Gemara, about it's a Mishnah and a Gemara. The halacha is based on the Mishnah, based on the Gemara. The Rambam writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that on the first night of Sukkos, there's an obligation, achila besukkah b'leil yom tov rishon chodesh, it's an obligation to eat in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkos. However, the rest of Sukkos, says the Shulchan Aruch, mikan ve'eilech, the rest of Sukkos rishus. If you want to eat a meal, then you eat it in the sukkah. If you don't want to eat a meal, you don't have to eat a meal. One doesn't have to eat. One can just eat fruit, some nuts. Those don't have to be eaten in the sukkah. But of course, if one eats a meal, one has to eat the meal in the sukkah. But on the first night, it's an obligation to eat in the sukkah. And the source of it is a Gemara. The Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, says, it's Machloikis, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Arba Esri Su'udus Chayv Olam Lechel B'Sukkah. A person has to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, throughout Sukkahs, one by day, one by night. However, the Chachomim argue, and we paskin like the Chachomim say, Ein Yedor Kitzvah, you can eat as many meals as you want in the sukkah, but you don't have to eat, though. In time you have to eat in the sukkahs, chutz milele yom tefrishin shel chag milad. Except the first night of sukkahs, there's an obligation. So says the Mishnah. What's the source of the Chachomim? Says the Gemara. The source is, because the Pasuk says, teishvu kein todur, basukkos teishvu shivas yomim, one should dwell in a sukkah. Is teishvu kein todur? One dwells like one lives in a home. Say the Rabbonon kediro, just like in one's home. Madira, just like at home, iboy ochil, iboy loy ochil. No one forces anybody to eat at home. You don't have to eat. If you want, you can eat. If you want, you don't have to eat. So there's no obligation to eat in the sukkah. There's no obligation to eat. Of course, if one eats, one has to eat in the sukkah. If that's the case, first night sukkahs also, there should be no obligation to eat. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzchak. Ne'emar kan chamisha oso. By sukkahs it says chamisha oso. V'nemar chamisha oso b'chag ha-matzos. Ma la-halon layla rishin choyvo, mikan ve'elich reshus, afkan layla rishin choyvo, mikan ve'elich reshus. Just like by Pesach, the first night, there's an obligation to eat matzah. The rest of Pesach, one doesn't have to eat matzah. But of course, one shouldn't eat chometz, but there's no obligation to eat matzah. So to sukkahs, first night is choyvo, and to eat in the sukkah, and the rest of sukkahs, there's no obligation to have meals. Omakro, the Pasuk says, how do we know by Pesach b'chlav azichiyu? Bo'erev toichnu matzos. Hakosuv kovi choy, there's an obligation. Bo'erev toichnu matzos, to eat matzah in the evening. So too there's an obligation to eat in the sukkah in the evening. And that's why we eat in the sukkah the first night. We know we've got to have our kazayis in the sukkah. Now, when we eat this kazayis, there's an interesting anecdote. And this is brought down by a Yid. It's called Rav Menachem Mendel Krengel from Krakow. And he was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Soifer, who was the Av Bezdin of Krakow, the son of the Chassan Soifer. And he writes as follows, Uvda Yodano, Mashiro Isi Be'ena, I can tell you a story that I saw with my very own eyes. What happened? Once upon a time, we were sitting together in the Sukkah, he writes about himself and his Rebbe, Rav Shimon Soifer. V'layla horishin on the first night of Sukkos, and verbrengt along the Suda, along Suda on the first night of Sukkos, until after Chatzos, until he was tired and he started dozing off at the table. And then, Reb Menachem Mendel from Krengel says, I went off to sleep. And about an hour later, he wakes me up, Reb Shimon Sefer wakes me up, and he pacifies me and asks me for mechila, for forgiveness that he's woken me up, because there's something that's not allowing him to sleep. Thus is, he was extremely hungry at the beginning of the meal. And he said that he ate it with relish, because he was so hungry, he ate with relish. But he's not convinced that he had kavona to eat the kezayis bread, to eat the kezayis challah in the sukkah, l'shem achilas kezayis in the sukkah. And he can't remember what he ate at l'shma. Now he doesn't want to ask to wake his family up, because they'll be nervous why they're being woken up in the middle of the night. And he doesn't want to eat bread without permission. He doesn't want to eat the enemy's challah without permission. So he woke up Reb Menachem to ask him reshus, whether he can eat, have a bit of his challah. And he said he ate with kavona atzuma, with great kavona. So it seems to be over here that there is an inyan to eat that kazayis bekavona. Now we all know that Pesach night, when we have a kazayis matzah, we have kavona to eat, to be mekayim the mitzvah of making a kazayis matzah. But it's not something we really have been told or know about when it comes to the kazayis of challah in the sukkah. But here we see a story that it was makbid on it. In fact, there's a sefer called Zaveach Toido, Maram Etzban, and he writes that Rav Moshe Harari, who was from Aram Tzova, he writes that he also went to sleep, and he woke up in the middle of the night, he got dressed again, because he remembered he didn't have kavanah, we ate it, and he got dressed, and he ate again the kazayis, with intention to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating, of, like it says, Ba'arev Toichel Matzahs, Tesvov, Tesvov, Gzeir Shovel, Chamisha Asa, you got to eat it with kavanah. Now is it truly Kula Alma? Is that the case? I'll ask you another question, a second question. Sorry?
Huh? You don't have kavanah when you eat.
Yeah, but the first night is a special, but there's a special Gzeir Shovel, Chamisha Asa, Ba'arev Toichel Matzahs, a special Gzeir Shovel, that you have to eat the first night. So the same, there's a special Pasuk Gzeir Shovel, Ba'arev Toichel Matzahs, Chamisha Asa. So just like Pesach night you have to have kavanah, so also the first night of Sukkot you have to have kavanah.
Pesach night you have to eat before Chatzos.
Sorry? Oh, very good. He's asked, a good question. Let's pose that question also. So we have here, good. Sorry? Now, second question. And I'll ask another question. Pesach night, we make a brocha, asher kidishonu b'mitzvah b'tzivonu, al achilas matzo. We make hamoitzi matzo. Why don't we make a brocha, asher kidishonu b'mitzvah b'tzivonu, al achilas pas besuko? There's a gzei yeshava tesvov tesvov. The Gzeir Shovel tells you that just like Ba'erev Toichel Matzahs, so to Sukkot's night, one should eat, one should eat. Sorry? Oh, but what's that got to do with the Kazayis Challah? Leishiv HaSukkah is Leishiv to sit in the Sukkah. We should make a brocha asher kidishonu b'mitzvah yisev etzivonu al achilas pas. The sukkah. Sorry?
The mitzvah is the food.
We all know all makbet have two kazeisim. Ain't oisim mitzvahs chavilos. We have moitzi and we have matzah. We have two kazeisim. So we should ain't oisim mitzvahs chavidot. Bundle up mitzvahs. We don't kill two birds with one stone in Yiddishkeit. Ain't oisim mitzvahs chavilos. The zelba zach lichoida. We should have two kazeisim. Sukkot night. We should have one kazeis for moitzi and one kazeis for the special din of eating a kazeis in the sukkah. Bo'erev toichlu matzahs. Gzeir shovet tesvov tesvov. That's a nochashayla. Nochashayla. We have a minig at home that we put honey we dip the challah, not the apple, but we dip the challah in the honey all the way through Sukkot. Now, matzah, we don't dip honey in the matzah. We don't put matzah in honey. Fakert. One is not allowed to eat the matzah together with anything else because if one eats it, let's say, with chocolate spread, right, so with honey, then the dovar ha-reshus is mevatel the dovar ha-chiyuv, the matzah, which is a chiyuv. So how can we dip the challah in honey? Just like we're not allowed to dip the matzah in anything, we have to have the matzah by itself, in order not to be mevatel the ta'am, not to be mevatel the mitzvah, the matzah, so too we shouldn't be allowed to dip the challah in anything at all. And in fact, the Tzlach writes, that Rav Sheshes, who was an Istinus, and he couldn't eat, Rav Istinus fasted the whole of Erev Pesach, says the Gemara. The Gemara says Rav Sheshes fasted the whole of Erev Pesach because he knew that if he would eat on Erev Pesach anything, he wouldn't be able to eat the matzah properly. So he fasted the whole of Erev Pesach. So the Tzach asks, why didn't he fast on Erev Sukkot so he should be able to eat? If he was such an Istinus, he couldn't eat the whole of Erev Pesach, so he should be able to eat his matzah. He should have fasted the whole of Erev Sukkot in order he should have room to eat his challah. Says the Tzach, no, you can't compare the two. Because when it comes to matzah, You're not allowed to eat the matzah with anything else. You have to eat the matzah by itself. So it was difficult for him. So he had to fast the whole of Erev Pesach in order to be able to eat the matzah. Comes Erev Sukkos, he can always dip the challah on Erev Sukkos. He could dip it in honey, he could dip it in anything sweet, which would allow him to make it palatable for himself to eat it. So you see clearly. Sorry?
Honey is a minute per hour, isn't it? Just a minute.
You're right. The shayla is, how come we're allowed to put it in? How come we're allowed to be mevatel? It's just a minig reshus. It's just a reshus. So how can you mix the chiyuv with the reshus? One is not allowed to mix. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to mix the matzah with anything else. Right? So you shouldn't be allowed to mix the challah on Sukkot night with anything else.
Do you fold as well?
Huh? Efshah shol should also be also. Efshah. Like matzah, we don't dip anything in the matzah, nothing mixed in with the matzah. So how come we're allowed to mix anything with the challah? Yeah? Sorry?
Why don't we eat matzah?
Huh? Why don't we eat matzah? Oh, yeah. Benech so as I mean, there's such a many exists, some people eat matzah first night of Sukkot. Also not Shana. State in Rishonim, there is a Rishon, the Ritva brings that Echod, he writes, the Ritva writes that Echod migdoile hadoira asher betzorfas was makpid to sleep, he wouldn't sleep on Erev Sukkos, Why? In order that he should be able to be fulfill the obligation of sleeping in the sukkah on first night sukkahs. Letei ovoin. So writes, the Leket Yosha writes, B'shem Yisrael the Trumas Hadeshen, that he wouldn't sleep in the sukkah erev sukkahs. K'dei sheyuchal lishoin letei ovoin belailo. Why? Ki basukkah hasheinu kaveh ikadiru. Because you have to. Who says you have to? You have to eat a kazayis challah that you have to do on the first night sukkahs. The chiyuv, you have to sleep in the sukkah. Well, and if I stay awake all night, I can stay awake all night. I don't have to sleep. Seems to be the R Rishonim, even though the Ritva argues, it says the Dvarim Shabbatam, that hold that there's a chiyuv, just like there's a chiyuv to eat a kazayis challah in the sukkah first night, there's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah first night also. Interesting. Okay. Another question. When we bake the matzah, we make it l'shem mitzvah matzah. Why don't we bake the challah sukkahs l'shem, not mitzvah matzah, but l'shem mitzvah pas besukkah? We should have to make it l'shmo, like by Pesach. Sorry? That's a din shmira, but a din l'shmo, you have to make it l'shmo l'shem mitzvah. Is the gzeir shavah tezvav should necessitate that also? Noch ha-shayla, one last shayla, I'll ask you. What about if somebody goes to Grudzinski's or not fussy, it can be anywhere, it can be Carmelis, wherever you want. He steals a challah and he wants to eat that challah Sukkot night. We know that matzah gzula is not possible. What would be Sukkot challah gzula on Sukkot night? Should also be possible. Same as matzah gzula is possible, mitzvah abo b'aveira. Same thing. Chalak Zula, is that the case? Is it true to say that Chalak Zula would be possible on Sukkot night? The Gzeira Shavah necessitates the same halachas.
Friday night?
Sorry?
Ordinary Friday night.
Friday night, there's no Gzeira Shavah Tezvav. Here we're talking a specific Gzeira Shavah, but Erev Tuch Matzahs, Chamisha Osa, Chamisha Osa. The Chayre should necessitate that the Matzah Zula should be possible. It should necessitate, it should be made Lishma. It should necessitate, maybe you should own it, just like there's a deal in Poskim, whether one should own one's matzah, one should own one's challah. Make sure you own it. That's noch a shayla. That's another shayla. Noch a shayla, interessante shayla, is we makpid not to start the meal until after nacht. Why are we makpid to start the meal? Why can't we eat the meal before nacht? Like we do every Friday night, we eat early. I eating a kazayis challah? Kazayis at the end, we'll have a kazayis later on at the end when it's already nacht. By the time we finish the meal, it's already nacht. We can have a kazayis then, to eat a kazayis. We can have later on. We don't have to have the meal by nacht. Sorry?
It won't be l'teoven anymore.
Does it have to be l'teoven?
Okay. You just have to eat it on our soba.
Sorry? Like matzah? Yeah. These are all the questions, and I think that Rav Agon of Wiesenfeld has already been ma'oyer already the shtickle the site here. But let's have a look to build it up. In interessante Sache, Rambam, the Rambam, when he brings the, let's have a look at the Loshen of the Rambam. Sorry, I didn't bring photocopies, I should have. The Rambam, when he brings the Loshen by Matzah, first night Sukkos, and when he brings the Chiyuv to eat a Kazayis, first night Pesach and first night Sukkos. Let's see if there's any differences in the Loshen of the Rambam. The Rambam writes regarding Matzah. Mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah le'echol matzah b'leil chamisha oso. It's an obligation to eat it matzah, first night, straight out. He doesn't beat around the bush, he tells us straight out, there's a mitzvah teacher. Ne'emar, bo'erev toichlu matzus, v'chol mokom, v'chol zman, etc., etc. The Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of eating kazayis and sukkah, he doesn't say, he should have said l'chori the same lashon. It's a gzeirah shavah tesvov tesvov. But anything that it says by matzah applies to sukkahs. Bo'erev toichlu matzus is bo'erev toichlu pas besukkah. Chamisha also. So the Rambam l'chori should have written the words black and white, mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah le'echol pas ve'leil chamisha osor. But the Rambam doesn't write that Loshen. What does the Rambam write? The Rambam writes the Loshen, achilo be'leile yoyim teforishim besukkah choyvo. Eating on the first night of Sukkos is an obligation. Even if one only ate a kazayis, one is yoyim to the obligation. Why didn't you write very simply the same Loshen you wrote, mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah le'echol matzah ve'leil chamisha, le'echol pas. No, he doesn't. More than that, this Rambam is brought down in Halacha Zayin. What are the preceding two Halachas? Hey Vov Zayin. This is in Perik Vov Nisukah. The Rambam swallows this Halacha, excuse the pun, within the Halachas of Sukkah 7 days. The Rambam writes, Keitzad hi mitzvas hayeshiva b'sukkah. Does one fulfill the obligation of sitting in a sukkah? Nothing to do with eating in a sukkah, sitting in a sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah. As we say, bracha, you said before, leishiva sukkah. She yo'oicha, the person should eat and drink and live in his sukkah for 7 days, day, night, just like he lives at home in the rest of the year. And all the 7 days he makes his home temporary, and he makes his sukkah permanent, as the pasuk says, basukkah is teish v'shivas yomim. How do you do that, Keitzad? Well, all the beautiful kalim and all the beautiful pillows, chairs, you bring them into the sukkah, and all the beautiful cups and containers you bring into the sukkah. The pots and things you should keep outside. One eats, says Rambam in Halacha Vav, one drinks in the sukkah, one sleeps in the sukkah all 7 days. One is not allowed to eat any meal outside the sukkah, says Rambam, unless it's a achilas arai, except pochas mikabetsa. One doesn't sleep outside the sukkah except ishines arai. Now the Rambam says, while he's talking about what a person should do the whole 7 days, he says the first night, eating on the first night is an obligation even if one only ate a kazayis pas. The Rambam's bringing this halacha in yeshivas sukkah of the 7 days. What are we saying from this Rambam? Klera Chakira, what is the yesoid of the gzeirah shavah? What is the gzeirah shavah teaching me? Is the gzeirah shavah tesvov teaching me that just like Pesach night is a chiv to eat this kazayis matzah, so to sukkah night is a chiyuv to eat this kazayis bread? Is that the gzeirah shavah or no? The gzeirah shavah is telling me one thing. In Torah state, basukkah is teishu shivas yomim. You must live in your sukkah. Tzei midiras kvar. Go out of your permanent and move home. We move home on sukkah. So where do we move home to? We move into our sukkah for a week. We move from midiras kvar. We move to a diras arai. Teishu came to do, so we live in our sukkah. Now when a person moves home, what does he do? He either makes a Chanukah sabayis, or he does a kviyas mezuzah, or he invites his friends around for lachaim. And that's when he announces and he establishes his living in the new house. So too comes sukkahs. The tachlis is to move home, but in order to move on, one needs to establish one's dira in the sukkah. One needs to be koiveya dira in the sukkah. How does one go about being koiveya dira in the sukkah? And when does one do that? One does that on the first night of sukkahs. And the way one establishes the kvius in the dira, the way one establishes his home in the dira, is through eating a kazayis challah in the sukkah. That means the kazayis is not a means, it's not an end in its own right, it's a means to an end. The tachlis is to be koivei adira in the sukkah. How does one go about being koivei adira in the sukkah? Through eating a kazayis chalit in the sukkah. The kazayis chalit is a hechetimtza. It's not It's not an end in its own right. It's not a tachlis, it's only a yechatimtsa. And now, just to be mavlit to the nafkemina is as follows. Matzah gzula, stolen matzah. A stolen matzah is possible. Mitzvah habor ba'aveiro. Why? Because the mitzvah is to eat this chefta of matzah, and if this chefta of matzah is stolen, then that is a mitzvah habor ba'aveiro, because the matzah which I'm meant to be eating is stolen. That's matzah gzula. Shoifa gzula, a stolen shoifa. One can be yoitze. Why? Because the chefta shel mitzvah is not the shoifa. The shoifa is a means to an end, to hear the shoifa. Lishmoya koil shoifa. So the shmir is the mitzvah. The shoifa is only a means to get to the mitzvah. It's a chetimtza. But it's not a tachlis in its own right. So that's why one can be yoitze with the shoifa zulo. Because it's not a mitzvah habor ba'aveira. Because the mitzvah is the shmir, not the tkiya. What about the kazais chala in the sukkah? What about the chala that I'm eating in the sukkah? If it's gzula, would that be a problem? It wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because the challah is not like matzah. The challah is like a shofar. Because the tachlis is not a kazais. The tachlis is to be kovei adir in the sukkah. To establish one's living abode in the sukkah. How does one go about it? Well, you can be kovei a mezuzah. That's the one to go. Or you can make a chanukah sabayis. When it comes to sukkahs, the way to establish dira is not to invite friends over and drink alachaim. The way to establish dira is to eat a su'udah kvua in the sukkah. To eat a kazayis challah in the sukkah. That's one how one is kovei adira. So it's a chetimtza to be made a kind of mitzvah. And with that, everything falls away. There's no chir to make the kazayis lishmo, because the mitzvah is not to eat a kazayis. The mitzvah is to be kovei adira in the sukkah. How does one go about it? Ah, the Gzeres Shevot Tesvav will teach me how to be kovei adira. The Gzeres Shevot Tesvav and Nishmera are gilui to show me how am I kovei adira. Like Ba'erev Toich Lumatzis, when he eats a kazayis, so too the kviyas dir in the sukkah is done through eating a kazayis challah. Therefore, it doesn't need to be made lishmo. And it doesn't matter if it's gzulo. Of course, one shouldn't steal. But one is yoytze the mitzvah if it's gzulo. So too, there may taka not need, one may taka not need kavona to eat the kazayis. Once one has made leishiv basukka, then automatically I have kavona. The mitzvah is to dwell in the sukkah, not to eat a kazayis. The mitzvah is not to eat a kazayis. It's not a mitzvah sasei to eat a kazayis, like by matzah, like the Rambam writes. By matzah, the Rambam writes, mitzvah sasei min ha-toyro le'echol matzah. By sukkah, there's no mitzvah sasei le'echol matzah. Forget. The mitzvah is to be kovei adira in the sukkah. How does one go about being kovei adira? Through eating a kazayis matzah. Well, memela, there's no need to make a brocha shaykh kidishon of a mitzvah, so it's going to le'echol pas basukkah. The mitzvah is le'eshev basukkah. So too, there's no problem of mitzvahs chavidus chavidus. One doesn't need to have two kazeis, one for moitzi and one for pas besukkah. Because the mitzvah is not achila itself. The mitzvah is dwelling in the sukkah through eating a kazeis matzah. Maybe there's nothing wrong with putting honey in the challah. There's nothing wrong with putting honey on the challah. Because I'm not being mevatel the chefta shel mitzvah. The chefta shel mitzvah is dwelling in the sukkah. How does one be kovei adira through eating a kazeis matzah? And if we go through all of the different comparisons, we'll see that those nekudas and those halachos that apply by Pesach do not apply by this kazayis matzah. So too, we can understand why there are those Rishonim who hold that there's an obligation to sleep the first night of Sukkot, because they hold that the way one establishes one's living abode in the sukkah is not just through eating, but also through sheino, also through sleeping. That's why they held that there's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah also. One other shayla, there's a machloikas rishonim, whether, if it is raining on the first night of sukkah, and someone told me that apparently the forecast is, at the moment it looks like it's meant to be rain, but we can still daven, and afilu cheref chadam unachas al tzavar shalodam alisash min rachamim, we can still daven that we should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah without rain, but there's a machloikas rishonim as to whether there's a chiv on the first night of Sukkah to eat, even if it's raining, even while it's raining, there's a chiv to eat, or no, there's a ptur even on the first night if it's raining. What's the yisoid of machloikas? The ptur of rain is a ptur in Sukkah. It's not. So if the chiv is to dwell in the Sukkah, then we understand why there would be a ptur of rains. Why the Piyuv Tur rains? Because if the Chiyuv on the first night is to dwell in the Sukkah, if it's raining, one doesn't have to dwell. Teishu Kein Tadura, I don't dwell in a rainy house. I don't have to dwell in a rainy Sukkah. But if the Chiyuv is to eat a Kazayis of challah. Rain doesn't pat you from eating a gezeis challah. If the chiyuv is itself to eat a gezeis challah, then there would be a chiyuv to eat that gezeis, even if it's raining. Could be the machloek rishonim is totally on that also. So of course, if we lemaisa, we're makbit to eat the gezeis. The kazais. Also,
sorry.
Oh, it could be they were going with a view with the other tzad that there's a chiyuv. They were going with a tzad that there's a chiyuv taka to eat a gazais, like by Pesach. They were holding, so they wanted to be choishish for that tzad. Also, the Ramor brings to machloikas again machloikas rishonim, whether just like on erev Pesach there's an isur achila before Pesach in order that one should have. Rum v'lo yoichal loshen haramor. To find it, yeah, that one is not allowed to the Ramor writes v'lo yoichal b'yoymi chatzoy sveilech k'dei sheyoichal b'sukkah l'teor. It's a machloikas that the Dake Moshe brings those all that one shouldn't eat on erev Sukkos in order that you should have eat b'teor. But he says it for tzachum reblei tam. Tzachum reblei tam. The Ramor paskins it because he says that he found an ozarua. Like the Maril, that one shouldn't eat after Chatzos on Erev Sukkos, and one should eat Beteobim. He says, Be'etzem, he himself holds to come the right time. What's the Nidin? What's the discussion? This is the discussion. If the Chiv is to eat a Kazayis, then I need to eat it Leteobim. Therefore, I shouldn't eat after Chatzos Erev Sukkos in order that I should be able to eat it Leteobim with relish, like one eats the matzah with relish. But if the Chiv is to be Kovei Adir in the Sukkah through eating a Kazayis, then even if I ate during the day, it doesn't have to be eaten at all. And the main thing is that from Kovei Adir in the Sukkah, through eating a kazayis. That's the Ika. And those who were because they were choshish, but that's had that etzem achiv achilas kazayis itself. This is the Nidin, and the Meila, that's why we understand why we don't make a special brocha, asher lishonu, why we don't eat two kazayisim, why we eat it with honey. And mitzvah Hashem, we should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah gezunta hate. And mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoicha to sit b'sukkos, shel yosoin, the viyaz go tzedek b'mheir, v'yomeinu.